Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back on Mix 104.1.
Well, if you're new to the show, welcome. I understand we have a lot of new people listening to the show, Kennedy.
And a lot of folks coming back who've been away.
Mm-hmm. And if you don't know, Kennedy and I have been friends, I think, 22 years now.
I think
it was the summer of 98 is when you and I first met.
Huh.
Which is just mind-boggling.
Your relationship can drink legally.
It's the longest relationship I've had in my life with another man, so yay me!
We've been doing the show 16 years. Producer Dan joined the show, I think, about 7 years ago.
2013 was my internship.
Right, he had an internship and is now the producer of the show.
I just wouldn't leave, really.
Love to see it.
It's the way we do it here. We try and move you up and then move you out.
And then the newest member of the family is Annie Dow, who is now 25 years old. And it's about to hit a milestone moment in her life. Last night was the last night at your parents' house.
Yes.
Do you have the keys to the new apartment?
I'm getting them today. We're moving all the big stuff today. So I cleaned out like my closet, all like that stuff. That's all over there already. But we're doing like the bed, bookcase, bureau, pickup truck stuff today.
Right.
But my parents and I had a group hug last night, and it was just so funny. Like, they're both like hugging me before I go to sleep. I'm like, guys, this is really wholesome, but you gotta.
So they're both happy and sad, huh?
Yeah. I mean, it's the first time they're empty nesters, which is insane.
That's wild. Mm-hmm.
It's insane.
They even when you were at college, someone was living at home.
Either my brother or sister.
Right.
Like, we've all flip-flopped, you know what I mean?
And this house has been in your family for a very long time.
It's the house my mom grew up in.
Right. And then you guys moved into it before you got to high school, right?
Yeah, eighth grade summer going into high school.
So I asked Annie to write a letter to her house in Squanum.
Okay. To the house that built me. We met when I was very young. You were full of life and laughs. Phyllis and Skippy Ryan, they made you a home. When you burned down in 76, there was no way that was the end of you. You came back better than ever. For most of my childhood, you were where I ran to get a bowl of sugar smacks from my Nana Phyllis, or play Pretty Pretty Princess with Auntie Leanne, or listen to my papa talk about the Elks, always about the Elks. You were the perfect home away from home. When we finally solidified our relationship and I became a permanent resident, I was a little hesitant at first. I loved you, but you were the escape. And I didn't do so well with change, probably because I was 14 and 14-year-olds are the worst. But that changed fast. I looked forward to coming home from school or basketball practice or a friend's house to hear my papa's laugh in the sunroom or my siblings hanging out on the couch or my mom and dad on the back deck listening to one of my dad's a million CDs. I'm not exaggerating. That man has a million CDs. We grew up together. I went through some of my hardest days with you. Tears, fights, the drama of it all. But wow. Did we have some unreal days? Waking up to the ocean is something I hope everybody gets to experience someday. You gave me sunrises and a nice cup of coffee. You gave me a cold beer and the occasional vodka drink with my friends around the fire pit. You gave me the best book reading and nap spot, the hammock. If you know, you know.
I know.
Yes, I am moving a whopping 5.2 miles away. But of course, this isn't a goodbye. Laurie Dow, you know I'll be back for that spaghetti and meatballs. And Dad, you know you can never get rid of me. So the house that built me, thank you. You gave me everything and then some.
I hate how I feel right now.
I was just going to say I'm dead inside and I'm tingly.
No, my eyes are watering now. There's no doubt about that.
Wow, we are soft on this show.
Guys.
Why is Annie the only one not crying?
Because she cried last night. She wrote it. She knew it was coming. We didn't know it was coming.
I did. I got a little teary when I was writing it yesterday, just because it's crazy to think like all of the things that have happened since I've lived there, and just like how much, you know, like I obviously went away for school. I went to Florida. Yeah. And when I would come home, it was just, it's always just been like the best house. Uh-huh. But there's been so many like people we've lost, so many changes, so much different to the house now. It's just crazy. It's absolutely crazy. But I'm so excited to be on my own,
this
you know?
Next chapter.
And I know, like, I'm moving to the other side of Quincy. It's okay.
It's not. You're moving to Cleveland. You're so far away. Like, I'll never visit.
It's a different zip code.
You don't even understand how big Quincy is. Seriously, you guys. It's a
Cleveland.
Thing.
When I found out it was a different zip code yesterday, I was unwell.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.